Good Tuesday morning. We're back with Business of the Week, and we're talking with Olivia Yemlin from Yemlin Flooring in Humboldt. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
I want to talk about some of the trending colors that are out there.
Yeah.
What's new? What's hot? What can we tell our listeners that they need to come in and take a look at and get their hands on?
Yeah, so definitely gray is a big one right now. Everybody's into the grays, the blacks, the whites. Just very straight to it, very modern, never thinking twice. That might be something that'll go out in the future. Definitely modern is something that always comes around, and then who knows, maybe it'll come back again in 10 years or 20 years or whatever. The neutral colors like the browns and the beiges are never going to go out. They have put their mark on the world, and they're never going to leave.
It's just a constant.
It is.
Yeah, because it goes with everything.
It does.
Are you seeing work on a lot of newer homes, on a lot of older homes? There are some new builds, so that's a good area for you. When it comes to remodeling older homes, you can really help out with design and help with the flooring as well.
Yeah, definitely my favorite thing to do would definitely be the remodels. New homes are fun and all. They're just a little extra stressful. But I do like to be able to kind of meet with people one-on-one and connect with them and kind of see what their style truly is and kind of help them go from there with their colors.
You're really trying to match their personality.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, staying true to the home, depending on the age of the home.
Yes.
I mean, if it's on the National Historic Registry, I'm sure you have to approach it much differently than something that was built in the 70s.
Yep.
This is a family-run business, and you said yesterday that you have been in business for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up in the business.
I did. My dad was a salesman all my life, and so then when he opened the business, it was just like second nature to all of us. I always thought that maybe I would go off and go to college, become something, I don't know. But then it kind of just hit me that flooring is really what I love and kind of my passion. And so I decided to just go for it, and it's got me this far, so.
Yeah, great move, because based on our conversations, I really believe that is a great fit for you, and you're going to do a lot of good working with your customers. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
So let's talk about that. You know, COVID was really a tough year for a lot of businesses. You know, now it's a issue of supply chain. Supplies are very difficult to get a hold of. Let's talk about COVID from where you were at then to where you are now. Your customer base stay with you, your employees?
They did, and we're very thankful for that. Very blessed and very fortunate. When COVID kind of hit, we thought maybe we were going to be able to stay open, and we weren't. We got shut down for 7 weeks. Gave us a lot of time to really sit there and kind of think, because what do? It's dark in there. You can't stare at each other for the next 7 weeks.
Yep, good time for reflection.
Yes. So my dad and I just kind of started just kind of throwing some stuff around and just being like, well, do we really need this? Do we really want to go here? Do we want to do this? It ended up leading to a full remodel of the front of the store, which worked out really nicely. And it also helped us to realize we don't really want to work on Fridays. And so we're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. And I always take appointments after that. Normally Monday through Wednesday, I'll do appointments at any point in the time or any point of the day, just to kind of be able to accommodate to everybody, but also accommodate to ourselves.
And your employees, how many salespeople do you have? Is it just you and your dad?
It's me and my dad, and then I also have one other guy. His name is Bob. He's in there. He does a lot of the traveling sales. He lives in Fort Dodge, so he's always in the Fort Dodge area.
And how about installers?
Gosh, almost 6 or 7 crews that go out every day.
Oh, crews?
Yes.
Let's talk about your trade area. How far out do you go?
You know, it just depends. All my installers are subcontractors at this point in life. Kind of made the best move for us and made the best move for our installers. So they kind of pick and choose how far they go. Right now, I would say that we go as far as Pocahontas to Fort Dodge, Clarion, Algona, you know, just the surrounding towns like that.
That's a lot of ground to cover.
It is.
A lot of houses, a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What's your phone number at the store?
It is 515-332-1102.
And what is your address?
It is 608 Sumner Avenue.
You're on Facebook.
I am.
And if anyone has questions, they can get a hold of you. help them with some design work and consultation, correct?
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in again today. We'll be back tomorrow. Yemlin Flooring. We're talking with Olivia Yemlin. This is part of Business of the Week. We absolutely enjoy visiting with area businesses and thank them very much for their time, taking 5-10 minutes out of their day to, of course, talk about what they know best, and that's their business. Again, back tomorrow with Yemlin Flooring and Business of the Week.